Talking Money. Good to have the opportunity to speak to George. George Bulkey, author of It's Your Money, Tools, Tips, and Tricks to Borrow Smarter and Pay It Off Quicker. I need to read that book, George. Can you get me a coffee quick?
Happy Wednesday,
George.
I might know people that know somebody that has a book.
I got to tell you, we're driving through the Tim Hortons lineup the other day. Mm-hmm. My wife has it, I think, inputted intravenously. But mm-hmm. right there, she noticed the big sign. Tim Hortons Visa card is rolling out. What does that mean?
I'm with your wife. I'm a fan, not of the lineups, but of the coffee. Mm. Tim Horton last week released a new Visa card. Let me back up a second.
Sure.
Visa, MasterCard, and American Express own those names and those logos, but they don't actually issue any cards. So they license more than 1,500 banks and credit unions to issue cards. So the CIBC and the Royal have licensing permission to put out Visa and MasterCards. So a plain Jane Visa card would just have the Royal Bank logo on it and the Visa logo on it. Mm-hmm. How do you get more business? You hook yourself up with institutions or companies where a whole lot of people want to be associated with. They're called affinity cards. So affinity cards, there is one from the University of Vancouver, MasterCard. There is a Target Royal Bank Visa card. There's a Shoppers Drug Mart card. There used to be a Mike Weir credit card. There is a Justin Bieber prepaid credit card with a gazillion fees. There was even a Kim Kardashian card, which was yanked right away because lawsuits started with all the massive fees. But I digress.
Wow.
So Visa and MasterCard and the banks want to grow their business. Well, you and I already have two or three credit cards. How do you get into someone's wallet? Because you want to be what's called front of wallet. Front of wallet is the card that you pull out most commonly. So Tim Horton got together with CIBC with 3,500 locations. The marketing for this card is everywhere. And if you and your wife and me are one of those 5.3 million visits a day, you've seen it. CIBC really needs the business because they lost 500,000 Aeroplan cardholders to the TD Bank last year when they changed Aeroplan around.
Yeah.
And Tim Horton gets massive kickbacks every time you use that card because it's a normal Visa card, which means you can use it for groceries, for restaurants, everywhere else. And Tim Horton gets an override because CIBC wouldn't have this card if Tim Horton weren't marketing it.
So just managing the brands really is what it is for the Tim Horton side, but the bank using it as a marketing opportunity to get in front of those fanatics of one. Are there any benefits to the Tim user? Do they get points? Do they get free donuts?
I actually read the 12-page disclosure because you and nobody else is going to, so you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This is a normal Visa card with a 20% interest rate and no annual fee, which is great. You just anywhere where Visa is accepted. The perk or the reward on this particular card is obviously Tim Horton products. It's 1% of everything you charge. Since Tim Horton sells 2 billion coffees a year, I'm sure they can afford some of these freebies. So after a year of work and research, it's also the first credit card with a little blinking light. If that really excites you, I'm not sure why. One light will blink if you're using it as a regular credit card, and a second light blinks if you're using it to redeem your Tim rewards. So if you charge $100 somewhere, 1%, which is a dollar, goes on to the Tim rewards side. You want to redeem that dollar, stick your credit card in at Tim Horton, and your dollar worth of freebies is coming your way.
Well, I'm not a fan, so I probably, my wife would be all over this thing because she loves this, and I can't imagine what else she'd have to buy to get all these reward points to get her free coffee in the morning. But that's the deal, isn't it?
Part of it depends, Ken, on what your wife charges. Who should consider getting this card totally depends on whether you want free coffee or regular priced coffee, or you want to pay about double the price of your coffee. Here's what I mean by that.
Okay.
If you run a credit card balance, it is insane to have anything but a low interest rate card. Why would you want a 20% credit card to chase some perks when you can get an 11 or 12% credit card because you know you're going to carry a balance? There is a half a dozen of them in Canada, starting with the big one, Scotia Value Visa. It's 12% versus 20. Forget your $5 coffee rewards because you'll save a whole lot more on the interest. Second kind of people, if you charge a lot but always pay off your card, you want a reward card that has 1.5% to 2% worth of perks. Why would you take 1% when you can get 2%? Because you're going to get close to double the rewards. There was a listener in Kelowna that emailed me a couple of weeks ago. She runs about $60,000 on her card, and she pays it off monthly. She shouldn't be chasing $550 or $600 worth of free coffee when she can get $1,100 worth of other rewards.
Who's the best at it?
The best, it's for someone, I have a relative that uses his Visa card for $500, $800, $1,000 a month and faithfully pays it off. That person is never going to get enough perks to get any kind of big rewards, if that makes sense. He's never going to be chasing a trip to Europe. So charging $500 to $1,000 a month, it's great to have that Tim Horton card because at least you're getting some bang for your buck and some reward for your spending. There's high spenders, credit card balance people, and low credit card users.
Well, we're a family that pays off every month, and I do use a travel card. I've gone to the WestJet MasterCard, which they have a system that you bank up some WestJet dollars, and that seems to be working okay.
And you get a companion fare with it, too.
Correct.
Two more quick things. Yep. As with any credit card, you are absolutely playing with fire, and one day you're going to get burned. It's just a matter of when. And big announcement, Ken, on your show. One day I'm going to issue a new Visa card. It'll be the George Balkhi Visa card, but it's going to have audio, not just a blinking light. When you use the card in the machine, it's going to say, your balance is already $3,485. Are you sure you want to charge something else that you ain't going to pay off anytime soon?
You're the conscience. Thank you. George Balkhi, author of It's Your Money, Tools, Tips, and Tricks to Borrow Smarter and Pay It Off Quicker.